The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing in involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is Father's Day today. And what am I doing on Father's Day this bright and beautiful morning? I'm joining you on the radio. 8 o'clock in the morning, my kids actually let me sleep late, I guess. I got to get here at just on time. But it is Father's Day, and we've got a great day planned. I hope you have a wonderful day planned for Father's Day. I think that is one of the most uncelebrated holidays. I mean, Mother's Day gets all the attention, right? Does Father's Day get any of the attention? Nah, they plan baseball games. They plan school activities. Everything happens around Father's Day. But hey, if you happen to be going into Boston, I just realized the Tall Ships are in town. So you're looking for a Father's Day activity? Stay away from Boston because it is going to be incredibly busy there today. I would bet that the beach is open. The Salem is open. You can go visit Salem, go to Gloucester, go anywhere but the waterfront in Boston today, because there'll be hundreds of thousands of people looking at the ships. And folks, they're there all week. So if you have another day off, maybe your kids got out of school early or something, you want to see the Tall Ships, don't do it today. Guess where I'm going this afternoon? Boston. I'm going to Boston. That's exactly right. I didn't realize the Tall Ships were in town, but fortunately, I'm going somewhere else. We're all going for dinner at the top of the hub at the Prudential Center tonight for dinner with the family. I finally got all seven of us, all five of my kids. My wife and I, we're doing this. We booked this like a month ago. We're going to go to the top of the hub for dinner. I don't think that'll bother the Tall Ships. I might be able to see the Tall Ships from the Prudential Center, but I think we'll be far enough away from the traffic that we won't be of a problem. But hey, I got to tell you something. So today I've got lots of stuff to talk about as it relates to fathers, Father's Day gifts, all that stuff. Last week I talked to you about Razors and Blades, the haircutting place down on 114 that's right next to Ghibli's. They were thrilled that we gave them a nice little plug there. I got my haircut done this past week. And don't worry, I still paid full price for my haircut. It was not free. And I even brought my son there. He got his haircut. I paid full price for that too. I'm just telling you, I want to share with you some great experiences, things like that, that I see happen to me right here in the community, whether they're advertisers or not here at North Shore 104.9. I want to tell you about some great things that are going on. Hey, another thing that I did this past week, and I give credit to Corey on this one. This might be another great Father's Day savings, because this is, I give Corey credit for this. Corey's my 14-year-old son. He said, Dad, I've got a great idea that could save you money. And hey, if your son is coming to you and saying, hey, Dad, I could save you money, well, that's something worth listening to, right? So last Saturday, like I had nothing to do last Saturday, our family, this Corey, my 14-year-old, Laura, my wife, and my daughter, Alana, who happened to be home, We're sitting on the couch watching mindless TV. We decided to watch a Family Feud marathon on the Game Show Network. I mean, you'd think, how boring could that be? But I will tell you, watching Family Feud game after game after game after game after game, 3.5 hours worth we watched, it's actually pretty funny. Steve Harvey's a really good MC when he does this. But it was the commercials that caught Corey by surprise. The commercials. So there's this commercial for Sprint. Maybe you've seen it. You know, the guy that used to be at Verizon, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Well, he's now working for Sprint. And they start talking about this unlimited plan that we have. And now, you know, a year ago, I transitioned from Verizon to Sprint. Great deal, great opportunity, saved myself half the money. I went from 20 gigabytes to 50 gigabytes of space, and it cost half the amount of money. Well, this time they have this program on that says if you can now get unlimited data on Sprint. And it's $50 for the first line, $40 for the next line. The three next lines are free. And so Corey's like, Dad, aren't we paying $350 a month for the corporate plan at the company? I said, yes, we are. He says, well, wait a second. If we have 10 lines and it's $90 for the first five and we go two of them, 90 and 90 is $180. Why don't we just switch the corporate plan to these two individual plans? So let's do it. So taking Corey's advice, he and I went down to Sprint to try to see if we could do that. What we learned was, no, we can't do that. because those deals are for if you have a new plan and you're leasing a phone, all that kind of stuff. We own our phones. But the guy at Sprint said to me, no problem. We can switch your plan from a 50 gigabyte plan to an unlimited plan and save you $40 a month. And I'm thinking, how can that happen? Now, I'm one of these guys that says, you know, if there's a better deal to be had, why can't you let me know about it? Why do I have to go investigate it to find it out with the company that I'm with? So that's a little irritating, but nevertheless, I save some money. So if you've been looking for a new type of phone plan, I tell you, go take a look at the Sprint opportunity. So thank you to Corey. Corey saved me $40 a month. And so Corey's like, well, do I get the $40 a month? I haven't figured that one out yet. So I appreciate that, but it's always nice when your son saves you money. But have I got a story for you? Something that I'm going to tell you. Actually, we'll talk about it in the second segment, but I'm going to tease it a little bit. We're all about getting money, right? We're all about finding ways that we can save some money, can earn some money, can collect some money. Well, I found a way this past week that has been an amazing way that you'll be able to get Dad potentially some money. So if you have not got Dad a Father's Day present yet, you stay tuned to the second segment of this show, and I'm going to tell you all about ways that you could potentially get some free money for Dad, and it's an amazing opportunity. So we'll talk about that. The other thing I want to share with you is the fact that, well, here we are. The market continues to go up. Market continues to go up each and every day. People are making money left and right on their 401k plans and their investment accounts, but there's a lot of people with cash, and they're wondering, what should I do with this cash? And it's a great question. Would I put money to work right now? Should you put money that's in cash to work right now? Well, that's really up to you, to tell you the truth. If you think you need your money in 2 or 3 years, you know where the best place is to put your money? In cash. I know that's not exciting when you see that the market's up some, whatever it is, 7, 11, 15. I don't even know what percent it is up. But it's up. Does that mean you're going to get that the next 12 months? Absolutely not. Could we go negative the next 12 months? Absolutely could. Look, the market hit, I think the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit 20,300 points this week. Hit all-time highs. 20,300. Do you remember the days back in 2008 when the market was at 6,500 and we said, geez, I can only hope that someday, I'll get my money back to where it was at 11,000. And here we are now sitting at 20,000. So let's put things into perspective here. You're going to hear all sorts of stories, certainly throughout the summer, that are going to talk about the market facing a correction, the market facing a pullback. The market could pull back 15%, 20%. Well, let's talk about what a 10% pullback would mean on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. 10% of 20,000 is 2,000 points. That brings you back to 18,300. Do you know where we were, where the market was when it was 18,300? Well, it wasn't pre-Trump, I'll tell you that. It was December of this past year, just 6 months ago. Yeah, we've picked up a lot since the Trump election. Now, I'm not saying that Trump is the reason for the rise in this stock market, but I can't say that if the market pulls back 10%, that it's his fault that the market pulled back either. But you know where all the blame's going to go, right? This is Massachusetts. This is Massachusetts. Anything that happens in America is Trump's fault. If you got food poisoning at TGI Fridays, it's because Trump made the mistake. That is just easy to just blame Trump on everything. If you trip and skin your knee on the sidewalk, it is Trump's fault that your scab did not heal fast enough. That's the fact, right? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous who we find to blame. You know what? You know who we should be blaming for the reason that we make money and lose money in the stock market? There's one person who we blame, ourselves, but we refuse to do it. We will find anybody and everybody that we possibly can to find fault with before blaming ourselves for the reason that we've had success or failure. We need to be participants in the game. And when you're participating in a 401k plan, participating in an investment program, participating in savings, in spending, it is not the government's fault. It's not taxes. It's not the cost of milk. It's not inflation. It's you. You get to choose how you spend your money. If things are getting too expensive, spend less. You can do that. You know, I was listening earlier today. I forget the name of it, of what they used. I was listening to Dana and Muggs earlier this week. They were talking about a new expression. I think it was called a fopper or a fobber or something like that. I forget. I can't remember the name. But what it meant is that you're considered this. Oh, man, I wish I had the name of it. I'll try to find it later. It's what you're being called if you spend your time looking at your phone while you're trying to have a conversation with somebody else. It's like, you know, you're sitting across the table with somebody, sitting at the kitchen table, sitting in the family room, and you're talking with somebody, but at the same time, you're using what they refer to as chipmunk eyes. Chipmunk eyes just kind of flipping back to check out your social media profile, check out your text, check out what's going on, simply because the conversation that you were having with the other person wasn't that stimulating. You thought, maybe I could find something a little bit more stimulating on my phone, but you want to kind of be in it, but you're looking back and you're back and forth. There's a term for that. I wish I remember what the term was that Dana and Muggs used. It was absolutely hilarious. But think about that. Think about that. We blame everybody else for problems and things that we do. But we spend less and less and less time doing? Talking to one another. If we just sat down, when's the last time you, look, it's summertime. When's the last time you set up on your deck, cooked a burger or a hot dog on the grill, brought out a can of beer, glass of wine, some sangria, a glass of water, whatever it is, and just hung out, no phones, and just talked? Why don't we do that anymore? Did you know that the average person, reporting this past week, the average person looks at their phone on average every 4 minutes? The average person looks at their phone every 4 minutes. That's 150 to 200 times during the course of the day. Now, you might think to yourself, well, that's not me. Okay, do you look every 10 minutes? Every 15 minutes? Think about that. Think about that. Well, you know, it's the kids. That's the kids' problem. No. We're all to blame. What do? The minute you hop in the car in the passenger seat. Hopefully not when you're driving. But what do you do when you hop in the passenger seat? What is the first thing you do when you sit down in the doctor's office? Do you read the magazines anymore? No. What's the first thing you do when you hop on the bus, on the train, get on a plane, go to the airport? What is the first thing you do as you're walking down the street, walking through the airport, walking to work, sitting down and having a cup of coffee in the morning? What are you doing? You're looking at your phone. Because everything else around you just is no longer important. There's got to be something better on Facebook, on Instagram. And you might be thinking to yourself, Mark, what does this have to do with financial advice in a language you can understand? Well, folks, it's all a way in which we choose to spend our money and live our life. My business of financial planning is not about just picking the best investment strategy. Yeah, I want you to have a great investment strategy. I want you to have your money positioned appropriately and put in the right places so you can live life to its fullest. But folks, we are deteriorating our life. We are actually watching our lives fall apart by exercising less, spending more time on the phone, not engaging in stimulating conversation with people that we love and we know, and then we all realize, oh, I missed that opportunity. Geez, I just lost my mom or just lost my dad. I wish I had spent more time with them. And here we are, Father's Day. Here we are on Father's Day. That opportunity where you get that chance to connect up with dad. Now, many people have great relationships with their fathers. Others have estranged relationships with their fathers. But nevertheless, we all have a father, just like we all have a mother. And I think Father's Day is one of those days where dads don't necessarily get the appreciation that mom gets on Mother's Day. And I think we need to reach out and find a way to appreciate and thank dad for what dad gave to us. What are the life lessons that dad gave to us? What are the pearls of wisdom dad had shared with us? Well, later in the show, I'm going to share with you some thoughts that I just put out to my friends earlier yesterday. I put on Facebook, I said, I just put out this question on Facebook. If you could share one piece of advice that your dad gave to you, one piece of financial advice that your dad gave to you, what would it be? And it's so funny, as I'm sitting here, I can actually see through my chipmunk eye, because yes, I got my phone on here to the left of me as well. I can still see my little Facebook thing up, flashing up with more people adding comments to the question that I had asked. Let's find out what those pieces of wisdom were, because I bet there are times in your life, there will always be times in your life where you think back and you say, that was a great lesson that my dad gave to me. So I want to give you great lessons. I want to talk about great lessons that your dad has given to you. financial lessons. But I also want to share with you in the next segment how you can present potentially Dad with some money. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Isn't it time to get serious about your retirement planning? Friedman Financial is a financial planning and investment management firm in Peabody. They've been helping professionals and retirees put solid strategies into play for 40 years. When you're planning to get serious about planning for retirement, call Friedman Financial for a free initial consultation at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or go online to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, and we are here in studio each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. I now say that with just kind of, I have this little style that I offered up with, because now that expression, financial advice in a language you can understand, has now been trademarked by Friedman Financial. So no one else can use it. Just like, remember Jordan's Furniture used to do right on Spitbrook, left on Daniel Webster, or was it left on Spitbrook, right on Daniel Webster? One of those, all those little sayings, I now have financial advice in a language you can understand. So very proud that we were able to capture that. The U.S. Patent Office felt that we used it enough times in enough of our literature and our radio show, in the writings that we do, that we could say we own that statement. So I'm very proud of that. And that's what we really take great pride in here is, money is a complicated issue. Everybody's got an opinion. And I was just with a friend of mine this past week. She has been a longtime nurse. She's actually a pediatric hospice nurse. Could you imagine that? Pediatric. So basically, she is there in the last few months, the last year, as a child who's going to die through cancer. She is the pediatric nurse. What an amazing job that I can't imagine people that would want to do that, but she does it and she does it well. And now she's gotten into medical sales. She's now gotten out of the hospital and she's into this other business. But her language and her knowledge of the medical field, of medicines, of how the body works, of anatomy, all that stuff is just, I can't even have a conversation with her. After she says the word that, she's lost me. You know, maybe I hear the word through or and or is, I might know those, but anything on either side of those words, have no idea what she's talking about. But what I realize is, as smart as she is, she admitted to me, no idea about money. None. And what she appreciated was the fact that when we talk about money, when I'm trying to give her some advice, trying to help her out, that I will do it in a language she can understand. Now, many people in the medical field, you can go to a medical conference and go out for dinner with a bunch of medical professionals, they'll yap, talk about all that stuff. But very few medical professions can talk to the layperson in a language that they can understand. So it's not uncommon when she says to me, Mark, you know, I've worked with a whole bunch of financial advisors. And every single time I listen to them, I just zone out because I don't understand what they're saying. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they're doing what they believe is best for me, because I don't know how to argue one way or the other or even ask the right questions, simply because they're always talking over my head. And I really appreciate the fact that when you want to explain something, you'll take a step back and say, you know what? It looks like your eyes are glazing over and you're not quite understanding what I'm saying. Let me try to explain it to you a different way, because I really want you to understand. And that's what this show has always been about. That's what Dollars and Cents is about. It doesn't matter whether you have a lot of money, have a little money, whether you spend money, and we all spend money, whether you make money, and I hope you all make money. We all have to make decisions, smart decisions with our money, and that's what this show is all about. So I promised you in this segment that I would teach you a way that you may be able to surprise Dad today. If you forgot to get Dad a Father's Day present, I'm going to give you a website. Do this right now. Go to the website, and I know you've heard this before, but I'm going to tell you some stories that are going to blow you away. Go to findmassmoney.com. Now, you've heard some of these silly commercials that are all over the place, right? I hear them all the time. I went a few years ago to findmassmoney.com, and I found that there was a $300 check sitting for me from Stoneham Savings Bank when I had my first home about 19 years ago, and they sent me that check. Just like that. You fill out the quick little claim form, boom, my money shows up 2 weeks later. Well, they've updated, and, you know, each year they update the findmassmoney.com website. So this past weekend, Friday, I decided just for the fun of it, let's go look to see if I have any money, or let's see if the Friedman family in North Andover has any money. And oh my God, we found money. But it was not a check. So here's one of the things that I found. Apparently, I had a long lost refund claim from American Airlines. I had a refund that I had never claimed or used on a flight going back to 2003, worth $98.12. So I fill out the form. Boom. I'm getting $98.12. Already confirmed that it'll show up in the mail later this week. My wife, Laura, I put in her name. All you need to do is go to findmassmoney.com. You click on the button, you put in your last name and even your zip code if you like. Laura's name pops up. She has a refund check from Staples that either she never cashed, maybe it came in the mail, just threw it away. Now, Laura's check was for $5. Now, if you have a check, anything less than $5, it's not showing up on there. But at $5 to $10, if you claim it, they say there's not even a check, a form to fill out. You get fast-tracked. $5 is on the way to Laura. So I'm thinking to myself, wow. Well, who else can I find money for? Well, I'm going to start looking around and start thinking about who can we find money for? And I mean, you can't steal it for yourself or anything like that because you just got to put in name and address. You show up the claim form and then you got to fill in the other information to see what else is there. But I was surprised. So knowing that I'm coming to the show, I said, you know what? How would it look if I started to surprise some of the radio personalities here at the studio and see if they have any money? So first person I look is Kevin McGonigal. And Kevin, I'm sorry. I know that times are tough and you're always looking for a scratch ticket that'll work. Muggs, I couldn't find any money for you. However, there is a guy by the name of Kevin McGonigal who lived in Everett. And I don't think it's you because it says he's dead. That is a lot of unclaimed money. So if you can be that guy, perhaps, I don't know. There was a lot of money sitting there for that Kevin McGonigal. And then I looked up Dana Hersey. And, you know, like Dana needs more money, right? Well, I found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different places that Dana has money that is due to him. One is from a refund from Best Buy. A couple other places. One is from the state of Maine's treasurer's office. Maybe he's got a refund check. Who knows what he's got? So I got to tell this to Dana. I'm telling you, folks, look up your last name. Look up your parents' last name. Look up maiden names. Look up the zip codes that you lived in within the past 15 years. Maybe you don't live in that zip code now. When I looked up my name, when I looked up Mark Friedman, what I found out was the reason that I got that American Airlines refund was it was Mark Friedman, spelled Mark with a K, Friedman, F-R-I-E-D, and I'm E-E-D. And the name of my street, which is Kara, K-A-R-A, it was Farah, F-A-R-A. And so maybe it didn't get mailed, whatever it was. All I had to do was show proof that it's me, and boom, the check comes. So try this today. When you're sitting around having a barbecue, whatever it is, pull out the laptop, and it's fun. It's fun. You'll see, we pulled up, someone else was at my house, and we pulled up their last name on the screen. That's Uncle Freddie. That's Auntie Sarah. That's Grandma Mabel, who died 17 years ago. She has money still. And you're able to claim all this stuff, folks. This is free money. This is real money. So now we have a policy in my office that we put into effect starting this week. Whenever a client is coming into my office for a client review, one of the steps that we will always take, if they're from Massachusetts, is go to findmassmoney.com. Because I do have their date of birth. I can get even further information if I want. I go in there and help them find money every time they come in. It's amazing, guys. This money is out there. It's free money. Now, what dad doesn't like it when a kid says to you, "All right, Dad, I got this one." Now, that's how you surprise Dad today. Take him out for dinner. Take the family golfing. Take the family to Canobie Lake. I don't care what you do. And just say, "Dad, it's on me today." Or even better, if you want to light the grill today instead of leaving it to dad to light the grill, do it with him. Hang out with him. Don't make him be the one that's always checking the food, running back and forth with the plates and all that stuff. Do it with him. Find some time to hang out with dad. It's important. It really is. Because you know what? As dad gets older and you begin, we all go our own ways. Look, you've all heard the Harry Chapin song, right? Cats in the Cradle. Listen to that song before you go to dad's house today for Father's Day. And all of a sudden you'll start to think to yourself, oh man, I've grown up just like him. I mean, that's it, good or bad. Well, I'll tell you something that's funny. So this past weekend, I was at a bar mitzvah. My brother Jeff's daughter had her bat mitzvah at a country club. My dad actually came up from Florida for the bar mitzvah. And my dad, who's now 76, he started this business back in 1968. Dad comes walking into the place, and dad's in good health. And dad's wearing blue, like navy blue or navy blue pants and this light blue linen sport coat. You know, exactly what I would have remembered my grandfather, who was 80 years old, wearing. The only thing my dad didn't have on, he was missing the scally cap that my grandfather would always wear. And then my father comes in also under his light blue sport coat. He's wearing, and if I tell you, if I name this person, you're going to know exactly what this shirt looks like. He's wearing the Bob Craft dress shirt, right? French blue, white collar, white cuffs. Dad had no idea that Bob Craft even wore that, but dad looked like he was getting ready for his 80s. And my cousin, Scott, sees my father and he says, Mark, your dad looks like Papa Kenny. And that was his grandfather, same as my grandfather. And he's like, you're right. I mean, that is exactly what we remembered my grandfather dressing like some 30, 40 years ago. So then Scott had to remind me that he says, you know, Mark, now that I'm looking at you, you're looking a lot like your dad these days. So that happens. So just remember, spend some time with your folks. Enjoy the time. Have some good laughs. Share some stories. We're all busy, but these are the times when you say, you know what, I'm going to spend time with the family. Today, my kids promised me that it's Father's Day, despite the fact that I'm here at the studio this morning. The rest of the day, we're all together. No one's running off to do anything. No one's going to anybody else's houses. I mean, my dad's in Florida, and Laura's dad has passed away, so I get my kids for Father's Day, and it's really nice. We are, like I said, going to go into Boston, stay far away from the tall ships. They are in town. And if you'd like to venture into that on today, be my guest, but it's going to be crazy busy there. All right. Lots more financial advice in a language we can understand, language you can understand. I have these things that are called 10 investment mistakes that you need to avoid. And as we begin to prepare for the summer months where the markets are likely to get volatile, and one of the reasons that the markets get volatile this summer is that a lot of the major traders and the institutional people, they go on vacation. They're not all working at the same time, so there can be sometimes an imbalance in the way trading happens. You got to understand, when stocks trade and when markets move on a day-to-day basis, there need to be an equal number of buyers as there are sellers. So if there is a lot of people that don't feel all that excited about Tesla, but there's a lot of people who are excited about Tesla and want to buy it, they can start to move the price up. Because there's not enough sellers to, there's challenges and vice versa. We need to have an equilibrium. And so the summertime is always a challenging time in the market. And then couple that with a terrorist attack, a legal challenge, something that happens, the government, well, a lot of our senators and congressmen take time off in the summer. So there's not that much voting that goes on during that time. But some piece of news that gets extrapolated and overly exaggerated can impact what the market does for the summer. So my advice is as you're planning to think about how you're going to invest your money this summer, there are some things that you need to consider. I was about to share them with you, but I saw the numbers go up and say, Mark, we need to take a break. So if you want to hear what you need to do, how you need to prepare for investing this summer for your investment portfolio so that you can make smart financial decisions, I'm about to provide you financial advice in a language you can understand. When we get back, you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Go on, take the money and run. Be our guest. August as North Shore Music Theater comes to life with a magical new production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Grab the whole family, get your tickets, and fall under its spell. Disney's Beauty and the Beast serves up an unforgettable evening of spectacular entertainment live on stage at Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater from July 11th through July 30th. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. Sponsored by Abiomed.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Tony just pointed out to me that I was stalling and getting back because I was looking at my phone. I mean, we were just talking about that a few minutes ago, how the average person, believe it or not, the average person looks at their phone every 4 minutes. Now you're saying, I don't do every 4 minutes. I do every 8 or every 12 or every 20. Really? Are you proud of that? It's just kind of ridiculous, isn't it? Think about 10 years ago. You actually lived without your phone. When I was a kid, and I'm 51 years old, I actually my parents actually let me leave the house on a bike without a helmet with about a dime in my pocket so I could call her if there was a problem, because that's what you use for the payphone. No helmet, no knee pads, no skin pads. If I fell along the way, you know what I did? I brushed myself off and I picked myself up and I kept on driving. I kept on going. I went to school all the way. I took my bike. I walked. And my mom couldn't reach me. She couldn't track me. And I survived. Is it different today, folks? No. It's really not that different. But we're paranoid now. Because we have all of this media and all of this information that gets thrown at us. You don't think, had we had phones back then, the same kind of information would be out there? You think we'd be living the Norman Rockwell experience here in Beverly, Massachusetts? Absolutely not. It's what we didn't know didn't hurt us. And now we know more than we need to know, because half of it isn't even true, but we make it true or we believe it ourselves. And that's a bit of a challenge. And that's what's becoming part of the problem when it comes to investing, folks. Is that we don't know what to believe anymore. How many news stories will you read about that say, you need to invest in gold, you need to invest in silver, now is the worst time, or we predicted the last crash, now you need to do this, or now is the time. I mean, look at, what does CNBC do all day long? What does Cramer do for his hour? Buy, 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 sell, 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 sell. That's all he does. You know what's interesting when you watch Cramer, though? Cramer will talk about Coca-Cola. Just grab that as an example. And Cramer's a smart guy. He knows his stuff. But he's a professional. He's a professional that's giving advice to amateurs. And as a professional, he's saying, and that you'll see a little tagline that will go byline or scrawl, I guess they call it on the television, that says, Jim Cramer owns Coca-Cola shares in his charitable trust account. So understand that when he's making recommendations for Coca-Cola, it may benefit his charitable account so it could go up or go down. So Jim Cramer talks about all the reasons that he might like Coca-Cola, and I'm using that purely as an example. But when will Jim Cramer tell you to sell Coca-Cola? Now, he may sell it, but he's not announcing that to you because everybody is calling in and saying, what do you think of gold? What do you think of Tesla? What do you think of IBM? What do you think of Google? Should I sell my Alcoa stock? Should I sell my 3M stock? Jim is not telling you about how he manages his portfolio on a regular basis. And you as the investor, have no business buying individual stocks. I will tell that to you over and over and over again. If there's one lesson that I can tell anybody, unless you're investing millions of dollars, if your investment portfolio is under $2 million, all right, I'll give it to you, under $1 million, there is no reason for you to be owning any individual stocks unless one of two things happen, or three things. Number one, you're employed by a company that gives you the opportunity to buy your stock at a discount. So you're part of the employee stock purchase plan. You have the opportunity to buy stocks at a discount, but those stock holdings should never be more than 5 to 10% of your overall investment portfolio. That's the only stock that you should be owning. The rest, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, indexes, bond funds, whatever it might be. Another reason why you might want to own individual stocks, you inherited them or they were gifted to you and they have what's called a low basis. Maybe you inherited or received shares from a grandparent from General Electric, for instance, at 13 cents a share, but today GE is selling for $30 a share. And you know that if you sold it, it would be a large tax burden. What you still have to though think about is my GE position. Are these individual stock holdings, is any individual one more than 10% of the value of your portfolio? If it is, time to take some of the money off the table. And the third reason why you might want to own individual stocks is if you can take 10% of your overall net worth and you say, I want to play. I want to buy some individual stocks. So you go set up an account at Fidelity or E-Trade or one of those places. And you can buy and sell stocks at $5.95 a trade or something like that. And you want to test the market a little bit. Go ahead, but not for any more than 10% of your overall portfolio. Those are the reasons to own stock. Besides that, folks, it's time to get serious. There was a story that was in the Globe this past week. I don't know if you saw the story, but it talked that one in five people over the age of 60, I mean, four out of five people over the age of 65 are choosing to work beyond age 65. Now, my opinion was it was an insulting story because the story made it sound like people over the age of 65 are working because they have to work. And yes, that is the case for some. And if you're the Boston Globe, you want to find the saddest, most pitiful stories of people that are out there to make everybody feel woe is me for the person that was a biochemist that spent everything that he or she made while they were working and now they're living off of a $1,500 a month Social Security check and that's all they have. I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for you if you had a good job and you couldn't figure out a way to save some money for yourself. No sympathy at all. And you're not worthy of a story in the Boston Globe. What I think we need to celebrate, though, is the fact that people over the age of 65 don't want to feel retired. They're active. They want to do stuff. They don't need to work full-time in many cases. They don't need to work with the level of stress or the aggravation that they had in previous jobs. But what they're able to provide now to businesses is wisdom, loyalty, something that certainly doesn't exist in today's workforce, and a willingness to just show up, do the job, do it well, and take instruction from people that they work for. But they do it because they love doing it. They work because they want to, not because they have to. Those people are the ones that are truly enjoying retirement. There was a gentleman by the name of Mark Friedman, not me, spells his name exactly the same way as I do. Mark is in San Francisco, California. And now, of course, I forget the name of his company, but he wrote a book called Encore, E-N-C-O-R-E. Mark is about 10 or 12 years older than I am. And he's really focused on public policy issues and helping retirees find their Encore career. Basically, it says you've worked hard all of these years. You did what you had to do. You put some money aside and you know you're ready to retire from your current job, but you're not ready to just hop on the rocking chair, sew an afghan, and drink lemonade. You want to do stuff. So what does your encore look like? How can you get the best out of yourself, give the best of yourself, and find something to do that you love? And, you know, there are some people that love just working at the golf course. I got a client of ours that loves being a captain on the ferry from Salem to Boston. Just loves doing it. Some people like to volunteer. Some people want to work at a not-for-profit. Some people want to teach. Some people just want to get a paycheck. I have another client of mine, absolutely loves this job. He doesn't need the money, but he loves his job as a bagger at Market Basket. He says, Mark, I get to meet some of the most interesting people. It keeps me busy. I don't even care about the paycheck, but I get to interact with people from all different ages. And I love it. Being a senior and being proud of the fact that you're working after 65 should not feel like an insult. And the way that I read that article in the Boston Globe felt like an absolute insult to anybody over the age of 65 who feels like they should be working. It's okay to work. It's okay to work when you're... we have a client who's 84 years old, and she's dying to find some work. She... Right now, she teaches a class. It's a over at LaSalle College in Newton. The title of her class that she teaches is called Retirement is for Sissy. It isn't for sissies. That's what she calls it. Retirement isn't for sissies. She is the most vibrant, active, enthusiastic person you've ever met. And I know that there are so many of you listening to this show that fall into that category. But I also told you that I would share with you some investment mistakes that people make. And I want to help you avoid them, especially as we head into the summer. One of the mistakes that people are making right now is they're seeing how good the stock market is doing. They're seeing how much money people have made. They're hearing about great stories that the next move is in artificial intelligence and robotics and all that stuff. And they're saying, I got to invest. Folks, the market is sitting at an all-time high. It's up 15% since Donald Trump took office. 15%, something like that. I'm not saying that it can't go higher, and it will go higher. I assure you of that, but I don't know when. But I also know this, markets don't always go in one direction. They, in fact, I can tell you, markets always go in different directions, sometimes up, sometimes down. We are going to have an opportunity when the market's going to go down. Now, you might say to yourself, okay, I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to wait until the market goes down, and then I will buy. Here's the challenge. When the market goes down, are you going to feel that now is the right time to buy? Or are you saying, well, maybe it could drop a little more. Maybe it could go down a little more. This time it's different. How many times have we heard that expression? This time it's different. So one of the things you might look to do is, let's say you have a chunk of money that you want to put into the market. Maybe you dip your toe in with a fraction of that money, maybe 10% of it. Maybe it's 20% of that money, and you put it in now. But then you commit to make that same purchase every 30 days for the next 5 months, no matter what the market is doing. That's called dollar cost averaging. That's a smart way. It's a rational approach. Rather than trying to time the market, figuring out when's the best time to get in, when's the best time to get out. Warren Buffett will be the first person to tell you that he didn't make his money timing the market. He made money staying in the market and not necessarily buying at the absolute lowest point. He just got in, bought quality investments, and stuck to it. That's what you need to do. Another thing that people do that's a mistake that they make is they go with their gut. I can't tell you how many people will come to my office and say, Mark, I just got this feeling about Tesla. Or I got this feeling about what's going to happen in India or in Ireland or in Russia or wherever it is. And I want to make an investment. Well, that's okay once or twice when it's a small portion of your portfolio. But making a gut move on getting into the market or out of the market, or making a huge move to get out of stocks and into bonds or vice versa, that, folks, is a mistake. You don't want to go with your gut. You want to make your investment decisions based upon the risk that you should be willing to take within your portfolio. And if you don't know that, then you shouldn't be investing in the first place. Find out where everything is. Understand what it's all worth. Understand how much risk you really need to take. I can tell you, I find all too many people who have enough money that are taking far more risk than they need to and putting their own retirement at risk because they've overly been aggressive with their investment portfolio. Would you like the assurance that when you retire, there'll be enough money to support your life and not have to worry about it? There's ways to do that. It's planning. It starts with planning. It starts with knowing where everything is and what everything is worth. And I'm going to share more of those pieces of advice, financial advice in a language you can understand. When we get back, you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 4.9. I don't have
Are you worried about mosquitoes and ticks ruining your summer fun? Many may carry the West Nile virus, Triple E, or Lyme disease, all harmful diseases that can infect your family and pets through a single bite. I'm Lee Hunsaker of Master Mosquito Control. Our safe, affordable spray treatments can eliminate these pests within 30 minutes. Get protection for up to 3 weeks. Give us a call at Master Mosquito Control, 888-321-4486, or contact us online at bughitman.com.
Serving Middlesex and Essex County.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial here in studio this Father's Day, here from 8 to 9 a.m., providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Yes, today is Father's Day, and I hope you celebrate your dad, or if you're a dad, I hope your kids are celebrating for you or with you. It's a lot of fun to do that. In fact, one of the ideas that we shared earlier in the show is an opportunity. If you haven't gotten, haven't purchased dad a gift yet, here's one thing that you could do, which will cost you no money, no money at all. And it'll do something. It'll give you an opportunity to do something you do in, as what we said, every 4 minutes anyways. And that means look at your phone. Yeah, we did it. We found a story that actually Dana and Muggs shared it on their show earlier this week that said the average person looks at their phone every 4 minutes. And that does, I don't even study the phone, but sometimes you have what they refer to as chipmunk eye. You're talking to somebody, but all in the left-hand part of your corner, you're just kind of looking over, something flashed on the screen, you want to see what's going on, something, oh, who is that, or what's that comment, or whatever it might be, chipmunk eye. And there's a term for the type of people that do that on a regular basis. I forgot the name. I want to say it's a hobber or something like that, but that's not the right word. I forget what it was. But nevertheless, so you've got your phone. Here's what you need to do. Here's a website to go to. Go to findmassmoney.com. Now, you're saying to yourself, I know I've heard that ad all over the place on the radio stations. It sounds goofy. I'm not going to have any money. It's not going to be there. Folks, I found money. My wife found money. In fact, I have announced here on the radio that I found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 checks for Dana Hersey. Now, I don't know how much these checks are for, but I'm about to share this information with Dana when he comes in on Monday that he can go and try to collect cash. Anybody can do it. All you need to do, findmassmoney.com, type in your last name, put in the zip code, or put in a zip code where you used to live within the past 15 years. I found a check that has sat unclaimed since 2003, and that's because they spelled my last name IED rather than EED, and my street that I live on, Kara Drive, K-A-R-A, was listed as Fara, F-A-R-A, and I have a check for $98 coming to me. I went through some of our clients in the office, and I was thrilled to call them later that day to say, hey, I've found money for you. And all you need to do, I'm going to send you the form, fill it out, and you got money coming to you. We had one guy, he had a check for $370 coming to him. I mean, there's money. I mean, anything that's over $5 is going to be reported. And if your check is between $5 and $10, you get fast-tracked. You don't even have to fill out the complete form. Just give them an address, your social security number, and boom, the check is mailed to you. My wife, Laura, found a check, an unclaimed check from Staples for a refund that was due to her probably from, I don't know, a printer we might have bought or a computer we bought. So $5 is coming in the mail to her. Wouldn't it be cool if you go to the family barbecue today and you say, Dad, my present to you is money. Or just sit around with the family outside at the pool, get the laptop open or open up your phone and just start typing in last names and zip codes. I think you will be amazed at how much it used to just be these checks at banks. But now, for instance, if you have unclaimed dividend checks from companies, the Find Mass Money website will say, here, you're missing a dividend check that you were supposed to get from Pepsi Cola Company. Or another one here is, in fact, as I'm looking at Dana's list here, Dana Hersey's list, looks like he has a refund check from Best Buy that he's never cashed. I mean, it's unbelievable what's out there. I mean, my refund check that I got was from a refund from American Airlines. It used to just show the banks, and now it's showing all of these other companies. Folks, it is so worth doing that this morning. Go to findmassmoney.com. Hey, if you find some money, I'd love it if you would just drop me an email and say, hey, I found money, or call me. I'm going to give you my email address. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, at friedmanfinancial.com. Mark, M-A-R-C, at Friedman, that's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Send me your email and let me know if you found some money, or you want to call the office, leave a message on the phone, call Jody, let us know. Our phone number at the office, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. 531-8108. All you got to do is follow the instructions on findmassmoney.com and you can make some money. Want to know another quick way, easy way to get dad a gift today? You know all that change you've been accumulating in your dresser or in a little box, or maybe there's change that you have in the sofa cushions? Take all the change that you've accumulated. Go down to Stop and Shop or Shaw's, and there's that little green box, a big green box, I should say. It's called the Coinstar machine. Take all of those coins, and you might think, Mark, what do I want to do that for? I got to pay a fee to get my money out of that. Oh, no. Oh, no, you don't. What you do is you go down to the Coinstar machine, dump in your change, and you can redeem it for the full value of gift cards. Would Dad like a Home Depot gift card? A Best Buy gift card? An iTunes gift card? You could be a hero. You didn't have to spend any of your own money out of your own wallet. It was just chump change that you had accumulated, and you could say, Dad, here, Home Depot, I've been thinking you could really use this. Easy ways for you to just get something to Dad, but recognize him today. Come on, it's Father's Day. Take him out, do something nice with Dad. And if Dad asks you to do something today, don't go, oh, do I really have to? Just do it. Do it. Take his car. Go wash his car. That'd be a nice thing for you to do for Dad. Go sweep out the garage. Make the burgers on the grill. Do something that Dad would normally have to do that you would do for him. Just one little thing. I will tell you, the best gift I ever got from my kids, it was actually last year for Father's Day, and my kids still won't stop talking about it, is my kids put together a little book. It was called Things I Remember About Dad. No, I had not died. They actually did this while I was living. Things I Love and Remember About Dad. And each kid took 2 pages in this blank book, and they wrote little stories, and they wrote clipped out stuff from a magazine or from a picture that we might have had together. And my kids saw me cry because I was not expecting it. It was the coolest thing. Sometimes it's not the tangible, but the intangible. Just the fact that someone takes the time. You know, when you say to your kid, you know what? All I want to do for my birthday, for Father's Day, for Mother's Day, is just spend time with you. And, you know, when we were kids, we don't understand that. Why would I have to buy you something? I have to give you something. I have to show you that I can afford something. No, it's spending time. Don't make the conversation hard for me. You lead the conversation. Ask me questions. Learn about stuff. That's what Father's Day is all about. And I hope you will do that today. You know, we talk about financial advice in a language you can understand. And I wanted to share with you some of the pieces of financial advice that I've got from some friends of mine. Yesterday, I posted on Facebook. I posted up on my site. It said, okay, friends, what's the best financial advice Dad ever gave you? I'm about to tape my radio show. I'm going to do the radio show and would love to get your thoughts. So in 24 hours, I have received, 94 responses. Now, I'm not going to read all of them to you because I haven't even read them myself. Here is some of the advice from New Bedford. My dad believed in having a nice car and saving for a rainy day. From Peabody, pay yourself first. From Beverly, keep several rainy day accounts so you can survive any financial storm. From my friend Jeff Brown. You know who Jeff Brown is? Jeff Brown and I graduated from high school together. Jeff Brown is the anchor on WBZ Radio. Jeff writes, always, always, always save and buy stocks when everyone else is selling. A friend of mine in Swampscott, diversify. A friend of mine in Marlborough, Massachusetts, if and when you get a raise, save and invest most of that raise as you were already able to live on what you were making before you got the raise. But have a little fun with the money that you don't invest. These are all pieces of advice that they got from their father over the years. My friend up in New Hampshire, bet often, but never bet more than a nickel. That was her advice. Here's another one. Don't get married. Just kidding. Also, pay your credit card off every month. You can't afford it. If you can't afford it, then don't buy it. Oh, from India, a friend of mine, Rashi from India, says, saving for rainy day. Penny saved is penny earned. Keep aside a certain percentage from your salary for charity and travel. That's what Rashi says. Friend of mine in Connecticut, live well within your means. From Nahant, you will never get rich working for someone else. Interesting thought. From Florida, save first, then pay your bills. From the cupcake lady in North Andover, don't spend what you do not have. Never carry credit card debt. From Winthrop, it's just as easy to love a rich man as it is a poor man. Thought that was pretty good. From Alabama, don't lose the money. From Belgium, if you want sympathy, look in the dictionary between something that rhymes with pit and suicide. He couldn't spell, but I never looked for sympathy, so it worked. That's what that guy wrote to me. From New Bedford, work at something you like, even if you could make more money doing something else. And the last one, from New York City, pay off your debt, start your own business, do something you are passionate about. All great pieces of advice that came from the fathers of friends of mine from all around the world that within the past 24 hours have just started to continue to post up. And I continue to get more as I'm sitting here, but I'm going to turn my eye away from my phone, flip my phone upside down, because we only have a couple minutes left together, folks. We're going to wrap things up today. I want to remind you about my newsletter that I put out each and every Friday. It is called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday morning. And this week, it includes the link to findmassmoney.com. Because if you want to find money, that's the place to go. It's easy to do it. I don't get an override. I don't get a commission. I don't get anything for it. But I'm telling you, you will love this. If you can find money, wouldn't that be cool? Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Click on the bottom of the website. You'll be able to sign up for my newsletter, and it will start arriving in your mailbox 10:30 a.m. each and every Friday. And if now's the time, you're taking some time off from work, you're going to enjoy yourself a little bit, if now's the time to get your financial house in order, if now's the time to say, you know what, Mark, I need to get serious before we head back to work for the fall, we start planning for our future moving forward, I want to just try to get everything together, work it all out, get some compassionate, authentic advice, I want to talk to you. All you need to do is call my office for a free initial consultation. The phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Leave a message for Jody. Just say, hey, I'd like to schedule a free initial consultation with Mark. Or you can call on Monday. Jody will talk to you a little bit. If I'm around, I'm happy to talk to you as well. We'll see how we can help you. We send out an information kit. That information kit allows you to prepare for the first meeting. People say, well, Mark, what do I bring to the first meeting? I want you to bring whatever you feel comfortable bringing, but most people bring everything they possibly can. I have a little questionnaire that helps you fill out stuff, but it's not a questionnaire on how much risk do you want to take. It's a questionnaire about your stuff. What do you own? Less, what do you owe? What do you have at the bank? What type of investment accounts do you have? Where are your 401ks held? Are you entitled to a pension? Bring me your tax return. Do you have insurance policies, an annuity, homeowners, automobile insurance? When's the last time a financial advisor asked you for all of that information, looked through it, gave you advice and some direction on what to do? That is what I do at Friedman Financial for our clients every single day. You've met Marion here through the radio show several times. We'll have her back on again. It's Marion and I. We are the two certified financial planners. That is who you meet with. There's not Marion's clients. There's not my clients. You are part of our client base. We're going to work with you. And then we've got a super team to support us as well. So if you'd like to come in to schedule a free initial consultation, once again, phone number is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. And if you'd like to get our free weekly newsletter, Planning Pointers, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Have a great day, everybody. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.